is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hello, welcome to Bible Story for Kids. Where we tell great Bible stories in the Bible. Now, today I want to tell you about a man. This man was living in his house. And one day, he became sick. He was so sick, he couldn't walk anymore. And one day he woke up, his hands were not moving. His legs were not moving. Oh, he was just lying down. He could not use his hand. He could not use his legs. He was paralyzed. What does it mean to be paralyzed? It means hands cannot move, legs cannot move. He was just lying down. He could not go out. He could not carry a plate. He could not take anything with his hands. He could just only lie down. And they would feed him. They would change his clothes. And they would take a bath for him. What a bad sickness. So every day, that's where he was at home. One day, his friends came and they said, "You know what?" He said, "What is that?" He said, "Jesus has come out to do miracles. He's making people well. Those who cannot walk, they start walking. Those who cannot see, they begin to see. Those who cannot hear, they begin to hear. Those who are not well, they get better." So they told him. He said, "You too can be made to walk again. You can regain the use of your hands. Jesus can make you well if you just get to Jesus." So he said to his friends, "You know, I can't walk. How can I get to Jesus?" Oh, they said, "You know, we are your friends. That's what friends are for. We will carry you to Jesus. We will take you to Jesus. We will find wherever Jesus is and carry you there because we want you to join us to walk around as your friend. We don't want you anymore to be lying down and can't do anything for yourself." So he was very happy. They went to go and look for a small bed. And they put him on the bed. And then they carried him. And they carried him and they were asking where Jesus was. Finally, they found that Jesus was at home. He had come back from his traveling. He was at home in Capernaum. Jesus was staying in Capernaum that time. So they had the news and they rushed him. They started rushing there. They were carrying, the friends were carrying him. His friends were four friends. They were carrying him. When he got down there, and he saw the people, the crowd was plenty. The crowd was so much that they didn't know what to do. And so they got up and they were asking themselves, "What are we going to do now?" What are we going to do now? And while they were thinking, what are they going to do now? The place was jammed. Crowd was everywhere. So they said, "You know what? We cannot go back home like this. We have to take our friend there." So, you know what they did? They climbed the roof. They said they are going to break the roof because they must get their friends to Jesus. So they climbed the roof and Jesus was in the house preaching and teaching. Suddenly, they began to break the roof. They were breaking the roof. People were hearing noise. What's going on? These four friends carried their friend, the paralyzed man, up. And they broke the roof. And then they brought him through that broken roof and dropped him before Jesus. Boom. So he fell down. Remember, he could not walk. He could not move his hands. He just fell on the floor before Jesus on the bed. Jesus looked at him. And looked up and saw his four friends. And Jesus was not angry with them. He was smiling at them. He was happy that they were really persistent. They were really desiring to make their friends well. And Jesus was happy for them doing that. Those are good friends. And Jesus looked at them and said, "Hey, guys, thank you." And he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven you." And he told the man, "Now, get up, take your bed, and go home." Wow. You know what happened? When Jesus said that, the man just got up. He had never walked in a long time. He just got up, and his hands became strong, and he picked up his bed, and his legs were strong, and he stood up. Everybody shouted and screamed, "Yay, glory to God!" He picked up his bed, and he marched out, and he walked out. Everybody was shouting, "God, God is wonderful, God is great, great, great." And he left for his house. You know, he left home with his friends carrying him. But he went home carrying his own bed. And guess what? His friend joined him and they were all happy. And went back home well. Jesus made him whole. And Jesus can make you well too. Wow. Thank you for listening.